I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. U.S. Senator Johnny Isaacson of Georgia will miss the Senate's final week of votes before its August recess while recovering from a fall. The AJC reports that could include missing consideration of a $320 billion budget and confirmation of a Georgia-based federal district judge. The 74-year-old Republican was released from a Marietta rehabilitation facility on Friday. He was hospitalized after fracturing four ribs in a fall at his Washington apartment earlier this month. A federal judge who says Georgia allowed its election system to grow old and archaic could soon issue a ruling that would do away with the state's electronic voting machines. More from GPB's Taylor Gant.
After 2 days of hearings last week, Judge Amy Totenberg will now decide whether the state must immediately abandon its outdated voting machines in favor of a different solution for this fall's special and municipal elections. Georgia plans to implement a new voting system statewide next year. Election integrity advocates are suing Georgia, alleging that the touchscreen voting machines the state has used since 2002 are vulnerable to hacking. Lawyers for state election officials say a change this fall would be too costly. Totenberg has not said when she'll release a ruling. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
The Georgia Department of Public Safety is the state's latest government agency to report a cyber attack. According to the AJC, the attack happened on Friday within the agency's computer system. The department says normal operations were not interrupted. The Georgia Technology Authority is investigating this most recent incident. Earlier this month, computer systems for Lawrenceville Police, Henry County Government, and the Blackshear Police Department were also attacked. Well, next month, thousands of Georgians will participate in the country's first ever citizen-led pollinator census. More from GPB's Mariana Bacchiao.
The University of Georgia is looking for volunteers willing to observe pollinators in their own yards. On August 23rd and 24th, they'll count bees, wasps, and butterflies in an effort to gather data across the state. Becky Griffin is the entomologist at the University of Georgia coordinating the project. She says participants will be asked to monitor one specific plant 2 days in a row.
And you're going to set your timer and you're going to count the insects that land on that plant in a 15-minute window.
Griffin says she hopes data from this census will establish a baseline to study future trends in Georgia pollinators. For GPB News, I'm Mariana Bacchiao in Macon.
Nearly 100,000 bees have found a new home on the rooftop of a campus building at Valdosta State University. Researchers relocated the bees there from other places on campus to increase their population. Multiple departments at the university also hope to study them for clues as to why bees across the nation are dying off. And in sports, Atlanta United will have the week off to recover from last Friday's 4-3 loss to LAFC. They return to the pitch Saturday when they host the Los Angeles Galaxy at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.